Good morning, and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Tuesday, August 1st, 2023, and information is provided up to date as at 5 a.m. Eastern Time. The market is currently looking at a lower open, with S&P futures pointing down 0.3%. This follows Asian markets closing mixed, and European markets largely lower in early trading. The 10-year is up a basis point, yielding 3.97%. The dollar is higher against the euro, pound, and yen. Gold, oil, and industrial metals are down, and cryptocurrencies mostly down. A string of better-than-expected macro data, falling inflation, resilient consumer spending, and still tight labor markets are underpinning a pickup in soft landing expectations. Amid the fall in inflation, there remains a degree of stickiness in services and wages that is slowing the pace of descent. A resurgence in commodity prices also threatens to fuel upward pressure on headline inflation rates. The Bloomberg Commodity Index rallied 6% in July towards its highest levels since February. Crude is trading at its strongest since April after a 15% rally over July that was the largest since January 2022. On the data front, we had Australian building approvals coming in negative, China July Caixin manufacturing PMI below expectations and in contraction territory, Japan June unemployment rate in line with expectations, and Spanish July manufacturing PMI below consensus. Due up on today's US economic calendar, we have weekly Red Book chain stores, July manufacturing PMI, June construction spending, July ISM manufacturing index, and weekly API crude inventories. In corporate news, Reuters has reported that CVS Health is looking at cutting 5,000 jobs. Coinbase and an SEC spokesperson have denied earlier reports that the SEC requested to delist crypto assets prior to its lawsuit. Teamsters local unions have endorsed a tentative contract with UPS, with local members due to vote on ratifying the deal in the coming weeks. And BMW Group has raised its full-year guidance after a solid operational performance in H1 and expects positive momentum in the business during the second half of the year. Another busy day on the earnings front, but some of the bigger names to report before market open include Caterpillar, Stanley Black & Decker, Pfizer, Merck, and Marriott International. We also have American International Group, Allstate, Starbucks, Match Group, Electronic Arts, and Caesars Entertainment due to report after market close. Asian equities were mixed on Tuesday, with the Hang Seng retreating from an early advance, mainland mostly lower too. Meanwhile, the Kospi, Nikkei, and ASX advanced following overnight Wall Street gains. China's embattled property sector is dealing with persistent difficulties. Data from the China Real Estate Information Corp shows that the value of new home sales by the top 100 property developers fell for the second month in a row. Bloomberg noted the slump in transactions is a blow to developers who need cash to alleviate the ongoing crisis. And the Reserve Bank of Australia has left its cash rate unchanged at 4.1%, compared to a slim majority of economists who predicted a 25 basis point raise. The bank said the decision is to provide time to assess the impact of past rate hikes and uncertainties surrounding the economic outlook. It also reiterated some further tightening may be required, depending upon evolving assessment of risk. European markets have opened largely lower. The latest update from the British Retail Consortium showed the first fall in shop prices in 2 years. A slowdown in food price rises and discounting by clothing retailers helped to drive down shop prices in July. Thank you for joining us for FactSet's Morning Summary for Tuesday, August 1st, 2023. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.